If someone controls your access to a thing that you think is quote unquote yours, is not yours because they control your access, which means that they decide you can't access them, then you can't access them anymore, then they're not yours.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. Personal initiative, Dre, what's that? That is the go-getter energy that moves anybody, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then what we do is we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is what I would do if all social media disappeared. Now, we're going to get into this in a minute. But before we do, let me remind everybody, I send out a text every day guaranteed that you focus sharp and on point. And once we have that activated and working properly again, it will be going out every day, as I just told you. And weekly, we send out daily ones called the Daily Motivation, Monday called the Monday Motivation. They do the same thing, just come out at different frequencies. Once we get that working again, I will be sending these messages out again. So if you have not yet texted me, do it anyway. And if you have already texted me and you're in my text community and you're wondering, Dre, what the hell happened to those messages? I just told you, we got some technical difficulties going on, but those will be fixed soon. And once they are, those messages will be going out again. So text me now so that it's already taken care of on your behalf at 305-384-6894. And once that is working again, you'll be receiving it. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. All right, that is the place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to be coached by me directly, we have a four-part framework based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability where we help professionals perform at your highest level, do so consistently, and make more money in your business. Sorry, if I just said something that catches your ear or eye, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That's the only place where you can work with me directly. And I'm looking for people who want to be in the top 2% of what they are doing, or you're already there and you want to go higher. I'm looking for ambitious people, people who want to move up, people who are not okay with just being in a place that you're at. You want to improve in some aspect of your life, your business, your career, maybe a combination of all of those. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Now let's get into the topic today, which is what I would do if all social media disappeared. So all of you should be listening to this as a primer or a tutorial, let's say, that you should keep in mind for yourself. Even though I'm going to use myself as the canvas here, I'm really making this for you, because if I just wanted to talk about myself to myself, then I wouldn't be putting it out to the world. I'd just say it to myself. So this topic is extremely important for all of you entrepreneurs, especially those of you who are using social media heavily, because 99% of entrepreneurs who I speak to today, or at least in the thought leadership space, let me put it that way, is not 99% of all of them total, because I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs who are not doing a whole lot of social media stuff. They may have social media, but that's not where they do most of their business. I would say about half of the entrepreneurs I work with are doing things that are not social media driven. So those are brick and mortars, people who have more traditional businesses, let's say. Their businesses are not, they're things that they could have started their businesses, let's say 25 or 30 years ago, and it would have worked the same way then that it works now, as opposed to people like myself who are doing businesses that, type of business that I do now, could not have existed in its current form 25 or 30 years ago, because the tools that we use to do this did not exist. There was no such thing as being a person who's a coach who just finds people online through social media and then we get on Zoom calls and people pay you for that. That didn't exist 30 years ago because those platforms that I just mentioned did not exist. We weren't even using that language. But I would say about half the people I work with as far as entrepreneurs are in that space, this new media space, and half of them are not. So when I say 99%, I mean, 99% of the half who are in this new media space. They are, when they're thinking about building or expanding or starting their businesses, because it's a relatively easy way to start a business. I mean, you can start a business with no money whatsoever if you get into the new media space, i.e. YouTubing, podcasting, coaching, consulting, selling courses, the speaking business, etc. Costs you no money. You don't have to know anybody. You can be in business and actually turn a profit within 24 hours in this new media space. So when I talk to these people, when they're thinking about building their businesses, the first thing they think about is how could or would or should I utilize social media to identify, attract, connect with, and hopefully convert viewers or readers into buyers? Not a bad idea. All right, this is not a bad idea. And I personally do this to this day. This is something that I do every day. And there are millions of people using social media every day. I mean, as far as the people who would be your browsers and a buyer. So logically, this is a, and let's say it's not necessarily a bad idea. That's what I would say. However, even though it's not a bad idea, there is one challenge to using social media for your business. I outlined and detailed this in episode number 1690, where I described the secrets that social media does not want you to know about how their business actually works. So if you have not listened to episode 1690, you need to listen to episode 1690 so that you are not in the dark as to how their business actually works, because how their business works and how your business works are not the same thing. In other words, what social media wants you to do and what you need to do for your business are not the same. And if you don't understand that, then you are being used by social media rather than using social media. So social media controls your access. This is the part you need to understand. And listen to episode 1694, the full context of this, but I'm going to give you the short version. Social media controls all of your access to all of the people on social media. That's 100% the truth. If you have a million followers on Instagram, the only way you can access those million followers is by logging on to Instagram, which means Instagram controls your access to those million people, which means they're not actually yours. If someone controls your access to something, it's not yours. Everyone understand that? If someone controls your access to a thing that you think is quote unquote yours, is not yours because they control your access, which means if they decide you can't access them, then you can't access them anymore, then they're not yours. If Instagram decides, okay, you and your million followers know what, your account is locked. You can't access your account for 7 days. You're in Instagram jail. I don't know if Instagram even has that, but let's say that they did. Now, for 7 days, you can't access any of those million people. Okay, are they really yours? See, something's yours, you have full control over it. You can do whatever you want. You have whatever power you want to do, say, however, whenever, wherever you want. If someone else can control your access to something that you are calling yours, then is it really yours? The answer is no, it is not. That's how it works. And you can apply that rubric to any aspect of your life where you're calling something yours. Ask yourself, is there someone or something, some entity that could block my access to this thing if it wanted to? Under certain conditions, if the answer is yes, then you actually, that's not yours. You don't own it. You don't have full control over it because you can't do what you want. And when you really boil this down, if you really want to get granular on this, folks, what many of you will come to realize is that you don't really own anything. A lot of things that you think you own ain't really yours because you don't have as much control over it as you think you do, given certain circumstances. The most important things you control are all up in your head. Right? The way that you think, your mindset, the things that you have. And this is the reason why you may have heard people say something along the lines of, and if you listen to this show, you heard me say it, that when it comes to mindset and the way that you think, who you become as a person in the process of achieving your goals is the most important asset you own, because if all those assets were to go away, you can go get them all back times 10 because of the person you've become in the process of becoming it. That's why that's so important. This is how someone can be a millionaire, go completely broke, be bankrupt, and be millions of dollars in debt, and then come back and be 10 times richer than they were before, because the person that they became in the process is the most important asset that they own. It's not the money itself, or the cars, or the houses, or whatever it is, whatever material possessions that impress people. It's who you become, because who you become can't be taken away from you. The things that you have can be taken away. Somebody can steal your car. Your house can burn down. Somebody can steal your money. Nobody can steal what's in your head. And that's why who you become is so important. This is why mindset is the foundation of what we do here at Work On Your Game on all levels. So even when I was talking to basketball players, mindset was the foundation. And these days, working with professionals, mindset is still the foundation. So as we continue here, we're still in the introduction here. If any social media platform decides to block you from accessing the platform, then you lose access to your, quote unquote, your entire audience. At which point, you no longer have a business if your entire business is based on accessing that audience. If your whole business is based on accessing the people on Facebook and Facebook blocks you, then you have no business because you can't access your customers or your would-be customers. This, I presume, would be a problem for you if all your business is based on utilizing social media. So here's what I'm going to do for you today. Now that I've opened that wound and explained to you how you are in a precarious position when all your business is based on social media, I'm going to explain to you what I would do if all social media just disappeared, or if they kicked me off. Let's just say they just kicked Dre, you can't use social media anymore. And I want you to listen to this as if that happened to you, as if you got kicked off every social media platform, or they all just got wiped off the face of the earth. All right, remember when COVID happened and all of a sudden we couldn't go outside and we couldn't go to the movies and we weren't supposed to be near another human and nobody went to a restaurant and you couldn't go to school and we were supposed to stay 6 feet apart from each other, like that was going to do something. Remember that? And all of a sudden, life as we knew it was completely interrupted. Imagine if a COVID-like situation happens to the internet and you can't use social media for a year and a half, or however long you see COVID as having lasted. Some of you still think it's going on. Different conversation for a different day. But imagine that happens to the internet. Imagine that happens to the internet and for 30 days or 60 days or 6 months or a year or 2 years, social media just was inaccessible. Nobody could get on it. Nobody could use it. Nobody could do anything. What would you do? Those of you who own businesses, what would you do? Today, I'm going to tell you what I would do, how I would maintain and sustain my business, despite the fact that I have no access to social media and thus no access to all, quote unquote, my followers on these platforms. Point number one. Topic, once again, is what I would do if all social media disappeared. Number one, I would still have a business. That's the first point. I would still have a business. And this is just as much a mentality as it is an activity. I would still have a business. This is the most important thing. The reason I would still have a business is because my business is not 100% dependent on social media. Again, I told you all, read between the lines here. You need to look at yourself. Look at me and look, see yourself in what I'm saying here. You need to put yourself in this position. Your business should not ever, ever, ever be 100% dependent on social media, because they can take the rug out from underneath you and they have just took your entire business out from underneath you. And that probably will lead to a problem, wouldn't it? Okay. Now, while some percentage of my business does utilize social media, okay, I do use social media. I probably publish and utilize, as far as a producer, I probably utilize social media more than anyone listening to this episode right now. So right now in Work On Your Game Incorporated, we publish to social media platforms. We take little clips from these episodes and from other videos that I've done and then status updates, and we post clips of articles with pictures and things like that. If we added up all the platforms and all the posts that we do every day, I'm probably posting on social media, all platforms combined, probably 50 times per day. Yes, 50 times per day, I'm publishing something to a social media platform. So I'm not knocking the use of social media in and of itself. However, putting your whole business on social media, I am knocking that. Everybody clear on that? Anybody unclear on that? Okay. So while some percentage of my business does use social media, it's not all of my business, nor does social media control my access to my audience, specifically to people who have and would and could at some point give me money, i.e. buy something from me. You should not ever let all of your access to your customers, clients, and prospects be through social media. Because again, what somebody hacks your account? What somebody steals your phone and just hacks all your accounts and changes all your passwords? What you going to do? Now you can't access your customers. How are you going to make money? How are you going to buy another phone? You ain't got no money. Somebody stole your phone and you can't sell anything. All right, so these things you got to keep in mind, folks. The easiest way you can do this is having a list. A list is simply contact information of people who have already, they already know about you and they are giving you permission to contact them. Phone number, email address, physical address. All of those are ways that you can contact people without social media. Notice that? I can send you a letter to your house. I mean, I could. I mean, it's not as popular these days as it used to be, but it still happens. Any of you see junk mail in your mailboxes? All right, there is still business happening through physical mail. Any of you get text messages from numbers that you don't know? Somebody marketing something to you? Of course you do. And if you ever gotten an email from someone selling something? Of course you have. You got emails from me selling stuff. All right, but none of those require social media. That's the point. So this is why you need to have a list. And we're going to talk more about that in the second point. Thing I want you to get from this first point is that your access to your audience, whether they be browsers or buyers, your audience doesn't have to be just people who are giving you money. Audience can just be someone who never heard of you 5 minutes ago, but now they heard of you because they saw your post. Your post came up on the feed. Okay. Your access to your audience should never be 100% through social media because, as I just told you, I've said it 4 times already, they can shut you down just as easily as they opened you up. There's a reason why social media is quote unquote free. It's not free because they're hooks. in social media. The hook is they control everything that you got. They have you by the balls, as we said. And if they decide to squeeze, there ain't damn thing you can do about it. If you use social media to consummate sales transactions, like you're actually making the transaction on social media, meaning, and platforms are opening this up now. I think Instagram has it already where you can have, let's say you sell clothes and people can buy a t-shirt from you straight through Instagram. They make their payment through Instagram. Instagram's payment processor captures the money and then they send it to you after they take their cut. They're allowing this. I'm pretty sure TikTok either does it or they're close to doing it. YouTube does it or is close to doing it. X, formerly known as Twitter, they're on their way. Facebook will be on their way to doing it. All the platforms are going to be doing this. And I'm bringing that up to say this. If you do sales transactions through social media applications, like you're letting them process the transaction, you better figure out how to take those sales conversations and transactions off of the social media apps. Yes, take them off and do those same transactions without needing a social media platform. That is a direct order that I'm giving you. Do not do all your sales transactions through an Instagram or a TikTok or a YouTube or a Facebook. I don't care which one it is. Do not do your sales transactions through them. Why? Because they control your access. It's one thing to control access to the people. It's another thing they control access to your money. Now, that's something you shouldn't be playing around with, entrepreneur. All right, that's not something to play around. You need direct. You want to get as direct as possible when it comes to people giving you money. And you don't want any platform in between you and your money. Doesn't mean you won't use a merchant processor. Most of us do. You had to be doing really, really large amounts of money. We're talking millions of dollars a month in order to basically be your own processor. So most of us are not at that level. We use merchant processors, but don't use a social media app to also, in addition to that, because they use merchant processors as well. So don't fall into that trap, folks. You need to be able to collect money without logging into a social media platform. All right, that one's kind of crazy. And here's the reason why people do it. The reason why people do their transactions through an Instagram or TikTok or X or YouTube is because they make it easy. And this is the trap of social media. They make it so easy that people don't want to do the extra work to not use the social media apps because it's much easier to use the social media apps. Understand something, folks. Things that come easy go easy. The reason it's so easy is because they're hooking you. They're hooking you in, make everything so easy and so simple that you think that's all you need is just them until it comes a day when you need something else. And because you have not sharpened your claws, so to speak, to get it any other way, now you are a slave to the social media platform. You understand how that works? They hook you in by making it seem like everything you need in life is through them until the day that you need something outside of them. And because you have not conditioned yourself to get anything other than through them, now you're stuck there. Now you're a slave to them. Now they own you on a platform that you thought was free. That's what's going to happen. Oh, that's happening already, but it's going to get worse. Y'all think y'all have seen it all when it comes to social media. Y'all have not seen it all. It's coming. And this clip is going to make it its way to all the social media apps. It's going to get suppressed. So hopefully y'all listen to this on audio platforms. And when we put this clip out on social media, they're not going to let this one get too much attention. But it's coming. And this is why, again, this is why I just said, you got to have a way to access your audience outside of just social media. And this is why I have this show that comes out on audio platforms that are not social media, because there are certain things I need to say that they don't want me to say, but they need to be said. Everybody understand where I'm coming from here? Because if anything happens to your connection to a platform and you're collecting money there, then you have no way of making money. This one is a 5-alarm emergency. Any of you entrepreneurs collecting your money through those apps, stop doing it. This one is a direct order. I'm not suggesting, I'm not just throwing it out there. I am giving you a direct order. Do not collect your money through these apps. I don't care how easy they make it. And one more thing, if someone actually really wants to give you money, they will go where you tell them to go to give you the money. All right, they will get off Instagram, get them a link, they go to right over to that link and they can give you the money. They can Cash App you, Apple Pay, Venmo. All right, those are better than you taking the money through a social media app. All right, even if you got to do that. All right, but take that one very, very seriously. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. Introducing AG1, newest sponsor of Work On Your Game, the all-in-one daily supplement that takes your health and well-being to new heights. Now, you know me as a pro athlete. I'm very meticulous about what I put in my body. I still perform every day as an athlete. I got to make sure I'm putting good stuff in me. So AG1 has a powerful blend of 75 essential vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients, and it is designed to provide comprehensive support for your body and your mind. So imagine having a personal army of health experts working tirelessly to optimize your well-being. That is what AG1 is. It's a synergistic combination of prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, adaptogens, and more, which means what? It means there's a bunch of stuff all working in harmony to fuel your body with the nutrients it craves. So say goodbye to the hassle of taking multiple supplements, get rid of that medicine cabinet that you have in your kitchen right now with all those pills, and embrace the simplicity of AG1, which is literally one scoop of this stuff with 8 ounces of water in a shaker bottle that they provide, and that's all you need every day. But that's not all. There's more. When you try AG1 today, you'll receive a fantastic offer. Here it is. You're going to get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D, which is a vitamin nutrient, vital nutrient for strong immune system and strong bones, along with 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first shipment. This means you'll have everything you need to take AG1 on the go and never miss a beat in your health routine. If a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out and let's unlock the power of AG1 for a healthier, happier you. Point number 2. Today's topic, once again, is what I would do if all social media disappeared, or at least my social media. Number 2, I would be glad that I had built a list. What is a list? I touched on this already in the first point. A list is contact information of people who have given you permission to market to them, and they have given you their contact information in order to do so. Contact information, phone number, email address, physical address. Those are 3 ways you can contact a person without using social media. Notice I didn't even say name. I mean, you can know somebody's name, but still not know how to reach them. I can name somebody who I know went to school with 20 years ago, but I don't know how to reach them because I don't have that contact information. Contact information is a phone number, because everybody has a phone, an email address, most people have email, and a physical address, because most people have somewhere physically that they can be reached. That's a list. A list is the number of people you have for whom you have that one of those pieces of information. So if you got 10 people's physical address, you have a list of 10 people. If you got 100 people's phone numbers, you got a list of 100 people. If you have 5 million people's email address, you got a list of 5 million people. So when you hear somebody say, how big is your list? That's what we're referring to. How many people's contact information do you have who have given you permission to contact them? And you can also borrow and rent other people's lists as well. So any of you ever got a message from one company and you know you never gave them your information? It's because they rented a list from someone else who did have your information, and that's how the other company got your information. So for example, if I sold high-end jewelry, I might call the Porsche dealership and say, hey, Porsche, I know you have 15,000 customers on your list. How about I pay you $10,000 and you give me access to your list, and I'm going to send a physical mailing to everybody on your list, Porsche, and try to sell them some of my jewelry. And that's how you end up getting a physical letter from me, the jewelry store, even though you only gave your information to Porsche, the car dealership. So that happens in business as well. And a lot of people start their businesses by simply going in, getting access to a list. They send their stuff to that list and people buy stuff and they get into business. Boom, just like that. So any of you goes out of business or social media goes away or COVID happens to the internet, there's a way that you could start your business. I mean, I gave you it's a very simple concept, but that's exactly what people do to start businesses, even to this very day. Again, check your physical mailbox. Notice that quote unquote junk mail. People are making money off that stuff. That's the reason why it's never gone away, despite the fact that many of you, especially you millennials, think that everything happens on the internet and anything happening offline is old and outdated. No, it isn't. There's actually people making more money offline than a bunch of what people are making online. So don't be fooled. Anyway, the whole point is, if you're doing business online, you've heard people like me talk about building a list. I just explained to you what the concept is and how it works. And a list just means contact information of people and is giving you implicit permission to reach out to them and share your marketing messages. Like when you meet somebody in person and you say, all right, what's your phone number? Or they give you their email, they give you their, they tell you physically where to find them. What are they doing? They're giving you implicit permission to contact them, right? You go to a conference and you meet somebody, they give you their business card, and the business card tells you where their office is, it gives you their phone number, it gives you their email address. What are they giving you? Implicit permission to contact them. That's why somebody gives you their card. Call me, email me, let's meet for lunch. Why? Because they want to be contacted. That is what a list is. You want to have a list of people who are or could be interested in whatever it is that you are or would be selling. So again, phone number, physical address, email address makes a list. And again, you don't need all three. You need just one. If you have those, that's a list item. So 30 of them, 10 of them, 50 of them, whatever. So if I have a list of 30 people, right? I have the contact information of 30 of you. That does not require me to log into Instagram or TikTok in order to reach you, because all I have to do is email you or send a physical letter to your house or call you. I can call or text your phone. I can send you an email. Again, physically send you a package. None of these require social media access. So even if I was not on social media, I could still communicate with you. And you need to have a list when you own a business. It's the most important aspect of your business. And even deeper than just the list itself is the relationship that you have with the list. In other words, when you send an email, do people actually open it and read it? Because you may have a list that is cold. A cold list means you have a bunch of people's contact info, but it's been so long since you contacted them that they forgot that they even knew who you were, let alone that they gave you their information, and they may be unfamiliar with you when you send a message. So they might unsubscribe. They may not open it. They may mark you as spam because they forgot who you were. So keeping your list warm, as we call it, is important as well. Meaning you have to continue to contact the people who are on your list so they don't forget about you. Any of you who's on my email list, you know you're on my email list because you get emails from me. How often do you get emails from me? And the point being, that list is never going cold because there's always emails coming out. I write a lot, and almost every day you get an email from me. Why? Because that's how often I'm putting that material out there. So even when I told you about the text message, how often did I say? Daily motivation. Now, I'm not telling you have to be daily in the things that you do, but you need to be consistent enough that people don't forget that you exist. So the list is the most important aspect of your business. And again, it's the relationship you have with them so they know who you are. Again, these are people who have already given you money or who could potentially give you money, and you have their attention because they can't give you money if you don't have their attention. And while we're on this topic, let me address something else that I've heard people say. I've heard some people say that your list also includes all of your followers combined on every social media platform. I've heard some people say this. I haven't heard it as much lately, but I've heard people say it. I think people still believe this. That so if you have 100,000 followers on Instagram and you got 30,000 on YouTube, that's 130, and you got 10,000 on TikTok, that's 140, and you got 50,000 on Facebook, that equals 190, and all of those are part of your followers, that means you have 190,000 followers because you just add up all your social media followers all together. That's part of your list as well. Bullshit. No, it's not. I'm stating that unequivocally. Your social media follower count is not part of your list. No, it is not. Your list are people who are giving you their direct contact info, meaning you don't need social media to reach them. Phone number, email address, physical address. If you need to log on to Facebook or TikTok or YouTube or Instagram in order to contact a person, they are not on your list. Some of you, I can contact you through social media because you follow me on social media, but I also have your direct contact information. I have your phone number, I have your email address, I have your physical address. Maybe I have all three. That's the list. I don't care how many followers I got on Facebook. It's much more important to me to have people on my actual list who I can contact directly without Facebook. Okay, everybody following where I'm at here. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them no matter what it is that you do, and you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is what I would do if social media disappeared. Number three, leverage the Dream 100 even more. I explained the Dream 100 in a three-part series that started in episode number 2484. So if you didn't listen to that, you can go listen to it. And you can find every episode in the history of this show by going to workonyourgamepodcast.com or by going to dreallday.com/blog. And you can see every article and every episode are all listed there as well. And make sure you put the www. dreallday.com/blog, and there you can see every episode. So episode 2484, I did a 3-part series on the Dream 100. In short, Dream 100 is about your process and strategy for collaborating with other businesses who have access to the people with whom you would like to influence, persuade, and hopefully do business. Dream 100 are people who also have businesses, and they have audiences of people, and some of the people in their audience could possibly buy your thing too. Understand something about us as consumers. We don't only buy one product, and we don't only buy from one place. Would you agree? Right. So if I have people who are interested in, let's say, mindset, then you may have people who are, let's say, what's a good example that I can give you here? So let's say I just told you that about half of the people who I work with and as Work On Your Game University members are people whose businesses are not this new media stuff. These are people who have brick and mortar businesses, people in finance, people who are doing things that are not necessarily all internet based. They may do their work on the internet, but they're not getting all their people from the internet. They don't get all their clients based on posting on Instagram, things like that. And let's say I have some people who have brick and mortar businesses, which I do. Someone who owns a, let's say they have a brick and mortar enhancement company. Or let's say there's somebody who did that. We go into brick and mortar businesses and we change the style of the store. We make it look better and we help them attract more foot traffic to their businesses. Now, do I personally specialize in that? No. So they could come to me and say, Dre, I know you have some clients who have brick and mortar businesses. How about we do a collaboration where I get to market my stuff? This is the brick and mortar consultant talking to me. I market my stuff to your members and anybody who buys from me, I'll give you half of the money of whatever they pay me. I say, okay, sure. And they do it and they make a couple sales and I get half the money. Let's say they make $50,000 in sales. Half of that money goes to me because I'm the one who exposed my audience to it. They otherwise would not have had access to those people without going through me. So I get paid $25,000. That person gets $25,000. And now they have new customers on their list and they can sell them more stuff in the future. And everybody wins because the clients who I exposed them to are happy because they needed it anyway. And I was not the person who was going to provide that. And understand, as consumers, we buy from more than one place. Just because you bought from one store doesn't mean you're not going to buy more stuff from another store. So this is why in business, folks, you want to collaborate and work with other business owners and other people who are doing things similar to you, because this is where opportunities come from. But you have to be out there and active and outside, as I said. I did a whole episode on this whole concept of being outside. Many of you entrepreneurs spend way too much time in-house. And when I say outside, I mean in a metaphorical sense, but also can mean be meant literally. Episode 2259, how to be outside, to be seen, heard, and known in your business. You have to be outside. You have to be where people can find you. Episode 854, luck strategy, be outside often. And also talked about episode 2693, how to be outside strategically. When I go to conferences, one of the things that I do, any of you ever go to a conference and I'm there, I will be very easy to find because I make myself easy to find. I am purposely conspicuous. And when I say conspicuous purposely, I don't mean I wear like loud clothing that makes people notice me just when I walk by. What I mean is I always position myself where I know a lot of people are going to be, where people gather. And I make eye contact with people. I say hello to people. I shake hands with people. I smile with people. And I meet new people when I go to events. One of the reasons that I go is to meet people. Most of the time when I go to events, it's not to listen to the speakers. It's not that the speakers are not good, but I don't really go there to listen to the speakers because most of the time I've heard what they had to say. And that doesn't mean you should do the same thing. If you haven't been to a lot of events, you should listen to the speakers. When I first was going to events, I was listening intently to the speakers and taking copious notes. These days, I've been to enough events that I don't do that as much. I still listen, but really, I go to events to meet people. And when I go to conferences, I go wherever I know all the people are going to be. For example, standing in a lobby or near the bar after the event. And I hang in those places and I just talk to people. What's the point? The point is I'm outside. The goal is to be outside so I can be seen, I can make new connections, and I can be known by people who otherwise would not have known me. And it's a good way to do it at an event because we're all there for the same reason. And I actually do this in kind of in my daily life as well. I'm often literally outside. I literally go outside every single day. I take walks. I'm around the neighborhood and people get familiar with me because they see me so often. They get comfortable enough that they will speak to me, they'll talk to me, they'll ask me questions, find out who I am, etc. They get interested. And guess what? They might end up on my list. As a matter of fact, just this morning, I was in a boxing gym and I was working with my trainer. And there's this woman in there who, she's always in the gym. I see her often, but I've never spoken to her. And me and my trainer were in between doing something. And she came over between us and started talking to me and started asking me questions. Like, are you a professional boxer? I see you in here all the time. Or, Maybe you should try to do amateur boxing. She was suggesting and all these things. She was asking me these questions. And the reason that she was comfortable doing that is because she's seen me so often in the gym that she eventually got comfortable. I've been going to the gym for a year, 2 years, damn near. And this is the first time she said something to me. That's the point of being outside consistently, being outside strategically, that eventually people get comfortable with you. It doesn't mean somebody has to see you every day for 2 years before they say something. But the whole point being, you need to be outside so you could possibly get found. All right. How many of you like it when new business opportunities just come find you and you didn't have to go hunt for them? All of you like that, right? Okay. Well, guess what? How you do that? You got to be findable. You got to be where people can find you. Okay. So the Dream 100 is one of those ways to do this. And the Dream 100 is when you're actually finding them. So you actually are going to people and saying, hey, Mr. Business Owner, I got this. You got that. We can help each other. Let's do it. And then you do a business deal. You find a way that you can collaborate with that other person. So I'll give you another example. If I'm selling a basketball mindset program, let's say I went and created a basketball mindset program. And as a matter of fact, I have a few of them already. I might reach out to someone who's an active basketball skills trainer and tell them, look, let's collaborate. You teach players how to dribble and shoot. I teach players the mindset, the discipline, and the mental toughness and the confidence. Why don't you offer my product to your audience and I'll give you half the money that we make off the sales? It doesn't have to be half. I'm just throwing that number out there. So I can give them 80%. I can give them 20%. I can give them 10%, whatever. And we do a deal. They make money, I make money, and their audience gets what they need because the audience needs that mindset piece to go with this skill piece. So everybody wins. He gets a cut of the money, so he wins. I get new customers, I win. They get what they need, they win. That's a win, win, win. This is how the Dream 100 works. So I'm helping his clients get something that they would need to go along with what they're getting from him. So we're complementing each other, not competing against each other. That's the Dream 100. So the title Dream 100, by the way, just means you're looking for 100 people who have your dream customers in their audience. That's where the Dream 100 title comes from. Who are the 100 people who have your best dream customers already in their world? And Dream 100 doesn't have to be just 100 people. So if I was looking for people who wanted to be motivated and empowered and want to be the best version of themselves, I want those kind of people to be my customers. Guess who I would look for? Who already has those type of people in their audience? Who would be somebody who has those type of people? Motivated, empowered, want to be the best version of themselves. I'm probably going to go look for someone who's known as a motivator. So Tony Robbins might go on my Dream 100 because he's that type of person, right? Someone who's investing in Tony Robbins stuff, but they invest in my stuff? Probably. So how can I get in front of Tony Robbins' audience? Right? That would be a good question to ask myself. And again, don't need social media to do it because his message conveys, and I know this because I'm just looking at his message. So I'm looking at what Tony's doing and what he's talking about. And I'm like, all right, the type of person who would be interested in that is probably this type of individual. Can I help that type of individual? Yes. Okay. Then how can I get in front of this guy and his audience? Everybody following this? So you need to have a Dream 100 list. All of you need to have a Dream 100 list if you're running a business. And our company right now, our Dream 100 list has, as of the date I took these notes, over 1,400 people, but we're probably closer to 1,500 now. So it's called Dream 100, but we actually have 1,400 people on our Dream 100 list. Well, I'm not talking about customers. Dream 100 are people who have customers. These are people, 1,400 people who have an audience of the type of people who I would want to sell our stuff to. That's our Dream 100. And the list is only ever expanding. The list just keeps getting bigger. Now, some of these people we've already done business with. And after we do business with someone in Dream 100, you know what we do? We cycle back to them and say, let's do business again. That's what we do. We keep just do it over and over again. This is how business works. So again, don't be limited by that number 100. And you probably want to go like the size that I went. So listen to that 3-part series on the Dream 100 to get a full understanding of how it works and what to do with it. Point number 4. Today's topic, once again, is what I would do if social media disappeared. Number 4, I will go help the people who are now realizing that when all your business is on social media, they own you. That would be some of you listening to me right now. This is what I would do. This would be the next thing I would do business-wise. I would go find the people who are now in a state of shock because they realized that social media took their entire business away from them with a snap of a finger and they were not prepared for it. I will help you out. That would be the next thing I would do for my business because that's a big opportunity for me. And I think you can tell from the points that I've shared already here today that I completely understand why this would be an opportunity. I've just told you. So the fact of the matter is, regardless of what I've said here in today's episode, there are some people who still won't listen to me until it's too late. They won't actually do anything that I'm saying here until a reality slaps you upside the head and now you have to do something. And there are people who don't even know that I exist and are not listening to me. They can't they will need my help when it does become too late. See, some of them aren't listening to this episode, but they're still going to get slapped upside the head by reality, whether they hear me or not. They're going to get slapped. Reality is going to make them hear them. In other words, when social media turns off the faucet on some of you business owners, you will be in peril and you will need help. And I'll be one of the people who shows up to help you. That's what I'm going to do. So I would start helping entrepreneurs whose entire businesses were built on social media, and now you need to figure out what the hell to do before they drown in the nothingness of no longer having access to their own customers and their own audiences. And I will help them do the very things that I had just told you to do. That's what I'll do. I would create a business doing the exact things that I just told you. Everything I told you in this episode, I would build a business just off of this 35 minutes. Now, if you happen to be one of those people and you would like to build your boat before the flood comes in, and I suggest that you do, you build your ark like Noah before the rain, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com and let's get started now so that you are not doing things at the last minute like average people. Let's recap today's class, which is what I would do if all social media disappeared. This is important because 99% of new media entrepreneurs are doing all their business on social media, putting yourself in a precarious position. Number one, I would still have a business. This is a mindset, but there's a reason why I would still have a business, and the rest of the points are going to explain that why, and you better be in a position where you would still have a business. Number two, I'd be glad that I had built a list. A list is just contact information people are giving you with the implied consent that you are allowed to contact them and market to them with and about the things that you have for sale. Number three, leverage the dream 100 even more. These are people who you can collaborate with who already have your dream audience gathered, and you want to connect with them so that you can get your stuff in front of their people, their stuff in front of your people, and everybody wins. Customer wins, you win, and they win because everybody's getting more of what they want, especially in the world that we live in today. We are consumers. We like to buy stuff, and we need people to sell us things so we can buy them. Number four, go help the people who are now realizing that when all your business is on social media, they own you. Basically, it'd be a business opportunity for me, for people who did not heed the points that I just shared here today. I will go help them out anyway, and I'll charge them for it. That's exactly what I would do. So with all that said, folks, make sure you text me, send me my community. My number is down below in the description, and workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the place where I help entrepreneurs get themselves out of precarious positions like what I just described here. And I want you all to understand this is not a hypothetical. This is not theoretical. This is coming. There is a day coming in business when you will not be able to access, quote unquote, your social media followers, even as much as you are today. They're already suppressing how much you access your own followers. It's going to get worse, and they're going to start charging you a toll just to use it, period. And you think it's going to be free forever? Nah, probably not. Probably not. Not when you're running a business. Now, if you're just using it for fun, that's one thing, but running a business, no. So you come to Work on Your Game University so we can get your business intact the way that it's supposed to be and untether you from social media so that you can run a business whether you're on social media or not. How would you like that? All that said, workonyourgameuniversity.com, folks. Workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com.